You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Managing Madrid podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Their all-new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is designed to elevate your grooming game and shine like the heartthrob you are. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and snag 20% off and free shipping with the code Managing Madrid. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Managing Madrid. And as you guys know, we love giving out the Manscaped Man of the Match Award, which today goes out to none other than Endrick, coming in off the bench at halftime versus Spain and scoring with his first touch at the Bernabeu. We're going to get into it in this episode. Listeners, get 20% off and free shipping with the code MANAGINGMADRID at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MANAGINGMADRID at manscaped.com.
Nice article in the Managing Madrid blog. Wonderful lads that do a great job there. And worth reading about that man there. Karim Benzema needs to rest, and the numbers reveal why.
Times ended up almost looking like a 6-3-1. Some very good writing about that on the Managing Madrid website. That's a great podcast as well. Pere Valverde was a huge part of the equation.
All right, we are live on YouTube. It is about, I don't know, less than 10 minutes or so removed from the final whistle after a crazy 3-3 friendly at the Bernabeu between Brazil and Spain. Lots to talk about. I did want to just hop on for a few minutes here to give some thoughts on the game. I had pre-planned to do this knowing that we needed some content during the international break. We have a ton of players who are playing at the international level. And it got pretty crazy today during a part in the second half where in a 10-minute span, we had Endrick score in one game. We had Cruz get an assist versus the Netherlands in another game. And then we had Jude Bellingham score a 95th-minute game winner against Belgium. All this was happening nearly simultaneously. Meanwhile, Luka Modric had two assists today. Eduardo Camavinga got injured. There's some bad news. I wish I didn't have to say it is the international break. I was gutted to see that. There's a lot going on. As a reminder, on managingmadrid.com, all this is covered. Every single person on the staff is assigned one of the national teams where a Real Madrid player is playing. So between now and the end of the night and tomorrow morning, you'll have a lot of this in written form as well. The Managing Madrid Twitter account also very active, tweeting out all the goals scored and the highlights. So make sure you follow Managing Madrid on Twitter as well. All right. Where do we start with this? Let's start from the top. I'm glad I had some stuff to talk about. I wasn't sure. This is a friendly. And with friendlies, you never know. Is it going to be boring? It kind of felt like it was going to be a boring game at first. But as far as friendlies go, this was about as heated as it and eventful as it gets. A lot of arguments, a lot of tension after the final whistle. We even saw Vinicius and Joselu arguing on the pitch. I'm not sure what the context of that was or what the content was. Both benches were going at it. It was heated. And there was a bit of referee controversy. There was some crazy challenges. There was some great goals. So let's get into it. Right off the bat, I have to say, like, it's kind of weird seeing Brazil in this state of, you know, just not being loaded. Growing up, they were always such a feared team because they had legendary players. Like, if you, you know, you go back to Brazil in the 98 tournament, the 94 tournament, even 2002, which they obviously won, they just have like all-timers in their starting 11. And it's like, what do you do with this team? And especially that attack, we're kind of pretty far removed from that. And obviously the Neymar era is, I wouldn't say over because he's coming back at some point, but it feels over in that he's older. He's not in great shape. Even before he got injured, you could kind of see what he's not really taking care of himself. I'm not counting on him. I don't know how Brazilians feel. I have a Brazilian friend actually who is definitely counting on him coming back and saving Brazil for the World Cup. I don't know. I'm not counting on him. I'm kind of out on Neymar because he doesn't really take care of himself. That aside, to be fair to Brazil, who looked pretty bad in the first half, in the second half got a little bit better, they're missing Alisson. They're missing Casemiro. Gabriel Jesus is not there. Neymar is not, but I already kind of gave my thoughts on Neymar. I don't know if I necessarily count him as an omission at this point. They were getting played off the park. And I thought there was a clear tactical gap between those two teams. Spain are just so organized, cohesive. They're pressing, they're counter-pressing. The way they're positioned off the ball to counter-press and win the ball in key areas, their transition defense was pretty good, especially in that first half. And Brazil, by contrast, didn't look like they had a plan. They were kind of confused as to what to do in the build-up phase. They didn't know what to do against the press. There were definitely moments where Vini, Rodrigo, and even Rafinha made good off-ball runs trying to peel off the shoulder of Spain's defensive line. And they were just looked off. Brazil just, you know, couldn't hit the long balls. And the long balls were pretty much the best way they would have broken Spain's high line in the context of this game, but they didn't hit them. You know, again, as I said, to be fair to Brazil, they had a few players out. And they did grow into it in the second half. So just some other things from the first half. I was really impressed with Spain overall. Again, their second half, they kind of regressed, but they have dangerous wings. I think Lamine Yamal was brilliant. I'm really impressed with this kid. I think he's going to be a problem for the next 10 to 15 years if he doesn't get injured, and you hope he doesn't. But he's a proper footballer. You could kind of see the Bernabeu even was like just in awe of every time he had the ball in transition. He was coming up with these brilliant runs, brilliant dribbles. Really impressed with him. Nico Williams also on the other flank, really dangerous, also worked really hard defensively. Dani Olmo scored a freak goal, absolutely filthy goal. And Spain were just all over them. I noted the first Brazil attack comes in the 17th minute. That's when Rodrigo cooks Rodri and Carvajal and then links up with Vinny in the box in the left half space. Their plan was essentially get the ball to either Vinicius or Rodrigo and pray in transition. And it worked a couple times, but I don't think Vinicius had a great game. Rodrigo was a little bit better, but he didn't get on the ball as much. So now we're up until we're at the halfway mark now, essentially. And again, like, I'm not going to go too deep into this analysis, in part because it's a friendly. I've never analyzed a friendly in my life. I will watch it. I barely take notes on it. So forgive me. I'm admittedly overreacting to a game that is absolutely meaningless, in part because I'm bored, man. It's the international break, so let me have it. Let me have the over-analysis and the nerdy analysis on the game that means absolutely nothing. At halftime, you know, Endrick comes in for Rafinha, and that's kind of fun because all of a sudden you have a Endrick, Vinny, and Rodrigo front line at the Bernabeu, mind you. Endrick, I saw some people say that it was Endrick's first touch at the Bernabeu. It actually wasn't. So but he had an immediate impact either way. Like in the 46th minute, basically on the stroke of halftime, he gets the ball with a long ball to Vinicius, hits him in transition, then sprints into the box and gets into a shooting position and just can't connect. And then obviously moments later, he scores. I'm just a big fan of the guy. Like, I think, so it was funny because Managing Madrid put out a highlight compilation of his performance against England off the bench. And of course, it's a 2-minute compilation that is basically just a repeat of his goal like 6 times. And I thought it was hilarious. I have to talk to our social media team to be like, okay, well, that was a cool compilation. Can we do it a little bit better? I also kind of was like understanding of the fact that he only had 6 touches in that game against England, but it felt like he had more. And in this game, it's not like he had this absolute masterclass overall, but he scored the goal and he struck it really well. And here's what I want to say about him. I think he's going to be... I'm about to make an outlandish prediction, but I think my read on him is that he's going to be an impactful player. He's a type of player who knows where to position himself. He knows how to get involved. He may be a wrecking ball at times, but he's also 17 freaking years old, and that's going to be polished over time. I think he's going to be a moments player, is my prediction. Like, he's going to have a lot of games in his career where he'll just pop up and be at the right place at the right time. Let's see if that prediction holds through. But I just feel like he's not a shy player at all. He's obviously loves the limelight, which is a good sign. And just a big fan of his celebration. I love the handshake thing. I'm going to start doing the handshake thing in everything I do. If I'm going to start doing it to my kids when they eat their supper and they eat their vegetables, I'm going to put my hand up. I'm going to do the handshake celebration. I'm going to do it when I score in my Sunday league games. I'm just a big fan of the handshake celebration. Count me in on that. It's rare to see good celebrations. We have the Jude, obviously the hands out thing that he does. That's great. I'm all in on the Endrick handshake celebration. I did have a super chat here I wanted to get before I forget. Kamavinga injured, sprained left ankle, further tests pending. Yeah, Adarza Lukovic. We'll know more tomorrow. As soon as I saw that clip of him coming off in that France game, which I did not watch, it was a gutting scene. So hopefully nothing serious. It would be devastating to lose him now. No question. We'll know more tomorrow, I guess. And hopefully it's just a minor ankle injury, nothing more than that. And again, lucky for us, we do have 9 days between the City game and the Athletic game. So plenty of time for him to recover. All right, a couple more things, and there's not much, but Carvajal had an eventful game. I mean, he linked up with Lamine Yamal quite a bit. He obviously won Spain a penalty. The penalty he conceded was quite shocking. Like, that was a crazy challenge. Like, if that was a Real Madrid game and Carvajal did that in our box and gave away a penalty in that situation, where, mind you, it was not a clear-cut goal-scoring position, the player, I don't even remember who it was, had his back to goal. It's not like he was trying to save a goal and taking a red card for the team or something like that. It was just a bad, really bad foul. I think he got a yellow, I'm not sure. But it was a crazy, crazy challenge from Carvajal. And last but not least, big shout out to Andre Lunin. They qualified for the Euros. Congratulations to Ukraine. Congratulations to Lunin. So we have quite a few players at the Euros. I'm really excited about it. And that's all I kind of wanted to just hop on and share today. It's a light podcast. I think it runs about 10, 12, 13 minutes or something like that. I wanted to get my Brazil, Spain thoughts out there in the universe. And after this, I we'll start gearing up back into club football discussion. We got... On Thursday, Jose and I are going to preview the Athletic game live on YouTube. And then, of course, we have the Athletic game this weekend. We'll do that. And then we're full on in on Manchester City previews. Just like pretty much every day talking about City until the game. And then, just keep it locked on managingmadrid.com. There's going to be a ton of coverage of the international players, as I said. And if you wanted our thoughts on the press conferences of Vinicius and Carvajal that went up exclusively for members yesterday. So if you're a member, you can go to patreon.com/managingmadrid. And let me just put the link here for you guys on YouTube so you can click on it. If you want a ton of bonus content, you guys just go to patreon.com/managingmadrid. We are recording a ton of bonus content. We do live calls for our members where it's like really interactive. Our members unmute their mic. They turn on their camera. We have conversations with them face to face. You guys can ask us anything you wanted. So if you ever wanted to talk to us directly, that's the place to do it. If you don't have Patreon in your country, or if you're watching this on YouTube and it's just easier for you to join on YouTube by the click of the button, there is a button underneath this video and all my videos where you press join. You click that button and you can become a member. It's the same exact content, and you still get the links to our Zoom calls as well. All right, guys. Pleasure chatting. Hope you guys enjoy this quick hitting analysis. We will be back on Thursday and also tomorrow for our members. I think we're doing something as well. So see you guys tomorrow. See you guys Thursday. We are busy, and keep it locked on managingmadrid.com. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.